We're in submission Samach Vav Sif Gimel. Says even though we just said that you have to put it in a base dira, the minog is to leave the erev, the box of matzahs that we do, in the shul. That's always been the minog. For Ma says nearly a time. I think the reason is the erevin shalano yeshlem din shitov, because our erevin already have a din shitov. And therefore it doesn't have to be in a base dira. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though the base kness is not really a dira because it's kaddish, you're not allowed to eat in it, so clearly it's not a base dira, still we should keep this in minhag, because our Erevin have a din of shitufim mavol, since all the chatzeros and the batim that are in the mavui combine together with the Erev, and a shitufim mavos does not need to leave its Erev in a base dira, just has to be in a protected place. So to our places, our Erevs have more of a status of shitufim mavos than the regular Erev, and therefore we could keep it in a shul. And therefore, since a base kinesis is not considered to be a base dira, we treat it as a chatzer shutvin, and you'd be allowed to carry from it to another chatzer even without an erev chatzeros, because all the chatzeros are one rishus. Another reason given as to why we keep the erev in the shul is given by the Prima Gadim, because he says that since if you leave it in a house, there's a concern that maybe during Ben Hashmashos someone will die there, and the Kohanim won't be allowed to go into it to get the pas, and then the erev won't work for them, and therefore it'll be also for everyone. So therefore, Idafka put it in a shul. Siv Dalit. Sarkli ten kola erev kli echad. Oh, the whole pas has to be in one kli, because it's called an erev. Mishnah Berurah explains, it means it has to all be mixed together. And if you put it in different kalim, so then they look separate, not one. Lachor, this is davka, if everyone has a chelik in the erev. But if one person is mazaka for everyone, so then you could put it into two separate kalim. But since the poskim don't mention this, it's better not to do it, and you should keep it all in one kli. Mechaber continues, im chilko nesana b'shnei kelim, if you split it up and put it into the kelim, ain't no erev, it doesn't work. Elim kein nismalah ha'echad va'az mutar. Unless one of them is already full, then you could put it in a second kli. Yushnei ha'kelim va'ayis echad, as long as they're still within one house, then they're in one rishus, and then it will be okay. Siv hei, tzarech shalo yakbid shum echad mehem ala ruvo imachlenu chavero. It has to be that no one is makbid if any individual person eats from that box of matzahs or the pas or whatever it is that you're combining. The makbid ain't no erev. And if someone is makbid on it, so then and doesn't allow people to eat from it, then it would, that's not called the kosher erev. Therefore, you have to be careful to make sure that for the Erev, you don't use something that was made for Shabbos, because then you're not going to want anybody to eat it. You're going to say no if they come and eat it. The Berlacha says this is only if they come to ask you to eat it on Erev Shabbos, and you say no. But once it's already Shabbos, so then you'll be allowed to say no if they come to eat it, because that's the way that it works, that once it's Chal, the Erev is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, it lasts for the rest of Shabbos. And it's important to be aware of this, that everyone has to have access to the matzah, so, or the Erev, so everyone needs to know where it is, and everyone has to have access to it. It's another reason we would keep it in the shul, because everyone knows how to get into the shul. But if you leave it in someone's apartment, and they're away for Shabbos, so everyone has to know where that key is as well.